All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more fresh women. This isn't going to be that long because it's kind of late, but I want to give you guys some fresh women anyway, and let's go ahead and get started. What is she doing? Did she invite him in? Dylan, is that you? Why are you calling me from inside Susan's house? Isn't it risky? Is everything all right? What do you mean you're not inside her house? Who is there then? That's what I was trying to say. Someone got there before me. Shit, what is Lily doing here? Can you hear what they're saying? Let's see. Guys, are you there? Hang in there for a while, Dylan. I'll call you right back. Are you ready? So he confronted you about what happened to his father? That poor boy. Can you believe he said he even remembered Charlie? I didn't know they had met. They didn't know each other. At least Charlie never mentioned anything about it. Charlie was a good husband to you. He wouldn't keep such a secret. Especially considering who Grimm's father is. Grimm's father, that poor man. I don't know if the boy would ever forgive us if he found out what we did to his father. We did? I was not to blame for anything. It was all Sam's fault. Sam? Who's Sam? Samuel Anderson, Lily's husband. Sam. Sam. Where's Sam? Oh, unfortunately he left and... Bullshit! I know he's here! What's going on? Oh, it's you! Were you looking for me? You son of a bitch! Oops! Looks like you got too excited. Fuck you, Sam. Hey, Grim, are you alright? Let's keep listening. Yes, I agree that Sam is more to blame for what happened. But we were there. We could have put an end to all that. Yeah, I'm getting a divorce. Oh, Lily. That's for the better. Sam is complicated. Cut the feed. What, right now? I want to hear what they'll say next. The mystery is unraveling. This isn't your mystery book, Chloe. Oh, you're not alright, are you? Of course not. They're saying they did horrible things to my father. And then he went missing. Or maybe he's No! I don't think that's it. If it had been worse, they would have just said so. I think your father's still out there somewhere. Do you really think that? Of course, and we'll find him. And I apologize for how excited I got before. I tend to think of life as if it were a book. That made me distance myself from people. It made me treat them like fictional characters. And I can't even tell if that's a bad thing or not. After all, we fall in love with fictional characters all the time. Don't we? But we are flesh and blood, aren't we? I think that... Grim, what was all that noise? I think I saw something moving out there. Do you think we can take a look with the drone? Oh, good idea. Oh, what happened? The drone went offline for a few seconds, but it's back now. Did they find us? I don't know, but Susan and Lily are still there, so... It must have been someone else. Could it be? Oh, I definitely heard that. I think I saw something moving there. It might be nothing. But it also could be someone hiding in the bushes. Do you hear that? What was that? Might be nothing. Let's take a look anyway. Fuck! Close the door! Will that hold the bear? I hope so. Oh, shit! We have to get out of here. Start the van, Chloe. The old engine won't start. Damn it, we're stuck here. Shit! Fuck! Chloe, it's now or never. Ah! It worked. I think the bear is gone now. Bears are very easily distracted. I must have found something else to pursue. We're safe now. Run, Chloe! Come here! We have to find another way. Grim? The door! I'm closing it! Holy shit! Ah! Ah! Shit, he's gonna get in! I have to protect you, Chloe. At any cost. Chloe, I... Hey, you ugly bear! Davila is looking for you! Dylan, what are you doing? Bears protect nature. He'll think it's a fire and come towards me. Then you two can run away. See? I said it would work. Oh, I think this one is afraid of bright lights. Bright lights? Makes sense for a bear that used to live in a nightclub. The flashing lights on all the time must have traumatized it. Dylan! The sun in the middle of the night! It worked! Go back home, the girls are worried. What the hell just happened? Oh, it's just the bear who ran away from the club. I think I should let Alfredo know where to find it. After that, we can continue to. On second thought, I'll call Alfredo myself and tell him about the bear. You two can just wait here. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. That's alright, I was a little freaked out as well. Dylan had told me about the bear, but I thought it was something else. Something else? Like what? I don't know, like a furry guy or something. I didn't think it would literally be a bear. Do they have any kind of permission to own an animal of that size? I hope so. The important thing is that we're fine. Oh. Well, we should continue what we were doing. Yeah, of course. Almost forgot we were keeping an eye on Susan. Did this hand-holding mean something more? Probably nothing. Anyway, it's better get back to business. Are you ready? How can you be so calm? It doesn't look like you've just survived a bear attack. Oh, well, you were with me, so... Come to think of it, I think you should get some rest. It was a hell of a scare. Are you sure? Isn't it better if we... No. It's okay. I'll call you if something comes up. No, I want to see how this goes. We wasted too much time already. What are they talking about now? While we're on the subject, did you get any more toys? Toys? I have to stop thinking about these things. My mind is just going places today. And if they're really talking about sex toys, Chloe tried to get me out of the awkward situation that would lead to. That's why she was acting weird. Oh, it's a little embarrassing, but apparently Susan sells sex shop items. She sells sex shop items by the seashore. They must be talking about that now. It's none of our business. There's this one. It's a good choice since I know you prefer a real one. Come here to my room. You're right, this is none of our business. Exactly. We've already learned what we came here to learn. I think we better rest now and wait for Dylan to come back. Then we have to decide what to do with what we discovered today. But, just to be on the... Hold on, you want to see what happens next, don't you? Yes. So let's see. Wow, it doesn't look like a real penis. It's too big. It reminds me of... Reminds you of your college days, doesn't it? You had one just like it. It's true, I needed them back then. I wasn't busty like you. Everyone wanted you because of those. They are too much trouble to be worth it. Every man I've wanted just wanted to go out with me because of my boobs. Some women, too. But I still think they're too big. Are you kidding? They're perfect. They also feel... great! Ah! Huh. She is enjoying this. I didn't know Chloe was like that. What a pervert. Did I say that out loud? You were always such a pervert, Lily. You were always doing that thing in our dorm back in college. Maybe I missed the time when we were fresh women. Oh? Relax, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I think it's about time I go home. And I will take this. Tonight's gonna be a long night. Oh, Lily, you are great. Yes, she is. Okay, what's going on? We'll get some gallery content. Oh, are you still there? I've been here all along. and I saw what you were doing. I... Well, can you blame me? Tell me you don't think they're hot, too. I didn't see that coming. I thought you just enjoyed watching people. I didn't know you were a lesbian. Well, I do like girls. I kept listening, thinking they would say something else that could be useful, but that didn't happen. It's getting late. We better find Dylan soon. You think he's all right? She was honest, but now she's deviating from the subject. Problem solved, dear fellows. In my hometown, this was regular Saturday. Am I interrupting something? Dylan, are you okay? Of course, a bear is nothing to a real Russian. They've already come for the bear. So, are you ready? You first. So, what's our plan? I think I have to talk to Lily. She lied to me about my dad. She knew more than what she told me. What keeps her from lying again? Nothing. That's why we need a plan, a strategy, if you may. We have to know what you're going to say. I don't even know when I'd be able to talk to her. Last time we talked, she didn't seem very open to dialogue. At least not with me. This is a good start. We can think about the when before thinking about the what. How about tomorrow? It's Sunday. She won't be expecting you. That way you can take her by surprise while the subject is still fresh in her mind. It might be a good idea. If I go to her house and confront her, she won't be able to ignore me. Exactly. Now we just have to think about what to say. Hey, Dylan, can we go straight past Grimm's house and go to mine? I want to talk some strategies with him. If that's okay with you, of course. Sounds good. Excellent. We are almost there. There's just one problem. Oh, I'm very sleepy. I'll just drop you off and go home, okay? That's fine by me. Even better for me. By the way, we're here. Thanks, Dylan. See you on Monday. Thanks, dude. Not so fast, bro. I don't know what happened there, but if Chloe's willing to help you, it looks serious. Let me know if you need anything. And take good care of her. This is your chance, bro. Hey, Grimm, let's go. Go get her, Tiger. Go get her. He knows she's a lesbian, right? We're here.
She might be bi, bro.
This has only just occurred to me, but won't your parents mind? It's quite late. Don't worry, they're out of town. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. I'm just gonna get a few things from my room and change into something more comfortable. Oh, yeah, of course. Huh? Oh, did you record it? It's a good idea, so we can look it up later. Oh. Focus, Grimm, she's just a friend. Also, she likes women. Grimm, I think we have to talk. Sit down. Well, about the video. I wanted to apologize. Right, what was that all about? It's a bit embarrassing, but I like to see people in their most intimate moments. Wow, Chloe, this is kind of... I know it's wrong, but I like observing people.
Wow, she's a voyeur. That is a thing.
I try to control myself, but I like... to watch. What is happening? Is she hitting on me? Wasn't she a lesbian? What do I do? I like watching too. Ah, I knew you would understand me. But wait, don't you like women? Of course I do, but I like men as well. I don't care too much about it. As long as I can watch and be watched. And I saw how you looked at me. I know I'm not like Susan or Lily, but still... Would you watch me, Grimm? Of course I would watch you, Chloe. I always have.
Really? Isn't that weird for you?
You can show me everything. Show me your most intimate moments. How nice it is to feel accepted. Wow. She is really beautiful. Do you really think so? Of course I do, and I want to see more of you. Yes, that's exactly what I want. And since that's the case, you wouldn't mind if I do this. Ah. I want you to watch me in a very intimate moment. Ah, I'm not doing that, guys. Come on now. Ah, this is so inappropriate. I feel impure.
So that's what you're into.
Feels so good to be watched, knowing that at any moment someone could catch me. By the way, I lied about my parents not being here. They could arrive at any time. What? Isn't it more exciting that way? Knowing they might get here without any warning? You should take off your clothes too. So the two of us are gonna take that risk together? It's risky, but okay. Excellent. What the? Wow, she's a completely different person when she's horny. Who would have thought that the library girl would be so kinky? I mean, yeah, of course. Wow, you have a gorgeous body to watch. What in the world is she doing? Ah, it makes me even more excited. I can help you with that. Not yet. I want to show you more. What are you doing? Like I said, it's nice watching you as well. I want to see you in an intimate moment too. I want to see you playing with yourself. But don't worry, I'll be doing the same. I've seen where couples will do that. And I'm not really... I mean, I guess it works. One time I had a woman that wanted to basically watch me do that while she did, you know, it was a phone thing. Like, she's doing it on her thing. It was through, I think it was Messenger, yeah? A friend of mine that I talked to, she's got a boyfriend now, but, you know, when we were talking, she was like, I'm gonna do this while, and I wanna watch you do that. I'm like, this is weird how this started, because we had like a regular, what do you want to say, virtual date thing, where she was basically at her house and I was at mine, and we were talking and everything. She's from, I think, somewhere in Boston. Anyway, we were talking, and I mean, everything was going pretty good, and we had a decent conversation, and all of a sudden she's like, okay, now I want to actually watch you pleasure yourself while I pleasure myself here on this. And it was supposed to be like a thing we could share intimately. But I was like, I thought it was weird though. I guess in person it's not so bad, but over the computer, like, I'm still a boomer. I don't get it. I'm like, okay, she's doing her thing, and I guess that's kind of hot. And I guess, I don't know. It's weird. I'm still, as techie as I am, you know, and all into the VR and all that augmented reality stuff, there's still parts of me that are like, the regular human interaction. It's so bizarre. I can't even figure it out. It's like my brain's fighting against itself. Well, in that case... it's even better than I imagined. So, is this the kind of thing you keep imagining? Yes. This is very wrong, isn't it? You must be thinking I'm a hell of a pervert. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, she sounds like the Herbal Essences commercial. Yeah. Chloe, are you okay? Huh? Thanks for watching me and for showing off, too. That was a little out of the ordinary, but if you're happy. But we're not done yet. Oh, now it's getting better. I'm so wet you can put it all in at once. Are you sure? Trust me. Well, if you say so. Ah, that was great. Are you sure it wasn't too much? I am. Keep going. She really is so wet, my dick goes in easily. But I still feel a certain resistance when she comes all the way. She's so tight. She's so delicate. Who would have thought she'd be like that? This petite body of hers hides secrets. Maybe I should get her into bed and start unraveling them. Ah, what a good idea. But I think you'll like mine a little more. Shit! How? I was still inside her when she did this. Look at his face. I could feel her pussy twisting around my cock. What an amazing feeling. So, is this better? I didn't even know this kind of thing was possible. Oh, that.
I was thinking about
how you're gonna see me now. My God. Ah! I think this time it might have been too much, but it was worth it. Wow, you almost got me there. Really? She did it again. Are you almost there? I think I can help you finish. Oh yeah? And what do you have in mind? Nothing. Just thought about staying here on top of you, wiggling my ass until you come. Looks like the dictionary girl has been reading some adult words. It's not something that I would normally say. But you know how people are. They act differently when they're not being watched. But I'm watching you. I'm letting you watch me so I can act as I prefer. Now, back to business. I want you to finish inside me. That's not a good idea. Please, it's the last thing I'm gonna ask of you tonight. Come inside me, Grim. How could I say no to a request like that? You're gonna end up getting the library girl pregnant, mate. Chloe, I will. Oh my. Chloe. Can't hold. My cock is already throbbing. I can't hold back anymore. Time to finish. Oh no. Oh, wow. Wow, you made a mess there. Delicious. Phew. Glad we finished before your parents arrived. Oh yeah, about that. They actually are out of town, and they're not coming back home tonight. I just said that to make things more interesting. So you lied? Wouldn't say I lied exactly. I only told one story, so we both got into character. We got into character? I think she still sees things as if they were books. Well, I'm gonna take a shower and freshen up, and you may make yourself comfortable here until I get back. Better not to think about it too much. I have to think about what I'm gonna say to Lily tomorrow. It's amazing how it took for all my thoughts to go straight to Lily was being on my... Excuse me. It's amazing how all it took for my thoughts to go straight to Lily was being on my own. I have to find out what happened before this consumes me. I'm back. Wow. So, did you think about what you're gonna say to Lily? She came back as if nothing had happened. Well, not yet. We'll come up with something. The important thing is that you comfort her. Blech. That you confront her. Confront her? That's it. I have to come face to face with her. The troubling part now is explaining how you learned that she had something to do with your father going missing. I can always say that I remembered something. It might work, but maybe she'll get a little suspicious. At this point, who cares about that? You're right. See, you found your approach. That's right. Thanks, Chloe. Now just follow your instincts, and everything will be all right. She must be pretty tired. I think we'd better go to sleep. Chloe? I think it's getting late. It is. I think we better get some shut-eye. But before that, what we did just now... Thank you for not judging me. I sometimes feel guilty for being like that, but it felt so good. Should I be feeling bad about this? I don't think so. If it makes you feel good and no one is getting hurt, there's nothing to feel bad about. Thanks, Grim. You're the best. She didn't say anything else. Maybe it's fatigue. But maybe I shouldn't sleep. Only now with this moment of silence will I be able to really reflect on what happened. Sorry, Chloe, but I won't watch you sleep. I need to review my plan. Susan's words are stuck on my mind. I don't know if the boy would ever forgive us if he found out what he did to his father. And worst of all, they said the biggest culprit. They said the biggest culprit was him. Well, I says worst of all, the biggest culprit of all was him. I don't know about that of all needing to be there twice. Mr. Alderson, Lily's husband. Lily knew everything. She could have told me. No, she will tell me. She has to. Grim, it's morning. Didn't you sleep? I didn't even notice the time pass. I stayed here thinking about what I was going to do. And have you reached any conclusions? Yeah, I'm going to Lily's house right now. Right now? Are you sure? I don't want to put it off one more day. Tomorrow my classes start and I want a fresh start without all this drama. Today is the last day I can fix this. Well, if that's the case, I think you should take this. I had compiled the information I gathered about your father. There might be something useful in there that I didn't notice. Thanks, Chloe. Good luck, Grim. Oh, how do I get home from here? Oh, you can take a bus right there. Thanks, Chloe. And don't forget, stay focused. She is right. I need to be focused. Sup, bro? Dylan. This is exactly what I don't need right now. You spent the night at Chloe's house, you dog. You dropped me off at her house yourself. Wait, and what are you doing here near her house? Did you sleep on the porch? You changed your clothes, so maybe not. Oh, I live right there. Then I saw you waiting for the bus and decided to come help. So he lives near Chloe's house and she still didn't suspect his fake accent? I'm starting to think she's not that smart. Wait, I'm losing focus. Lily! Gotcha. Anyway, gotta go now. You seem weird. So serious. In that case, I won't even ask how your night went. But I imagine it was good. Very good. I don't have time for this, Dylan. My bad. If you're in a hurry, I can help you. I can give you a ride. It'll be quicker than waiting for the bus. I know I'm gonna regret this, but getting home early will help me focus. Trust me. Not again. Look, no hands. You were the one who said you wanted to get there faster. He's right. I have to get to Lily's house early and take her by surprise. Hey, bro, we're here. Thanks, Dylan. Now I'll have time to get ready. Whenever you need it, bro. Now I can fully focus on what matters. Which is talking to Emily. Oh, hi, neighbor. Did you miss your door? No. I just thought you weren't awake yet. You usually wake up late. What? What is she talking about? Look, I don't have time for this right now. I get it. In that case, I won't disturb you. Oh, I almost forgot. I came here to leave this with you. Leave what? Why is she looking at me so much? Why is she looking at me so much? Will she just stand there? I came to give you this. What? What is happening? Am I dreaming again? It's gotta be that. It's to replace the one you lost. The one I lost? What do you mean, what I lost? What the? I literally don't have time for this. What's with the women in this town? They're all crazy. Well, he said it. Everyone around here seems to have a screw loose. This now with Emily. What did I lose? I lost my underwear. How did she know about that? Nope, I don't have time for this. I have to focus on Lily. Looks matter to her. She will only take me seriously if I take myself seriously. So he's gonna dress like $1 million. Finally, it's showtime. He's definitely looking sharp. How strange. This gate usually doesn't stay open. Actually, that might be good. I'll go straight to the door without talking to her on the intercom. She won't know I'm coming. Time has come. Lily? I'm coming! Excellent, she didn't even notice it was me. This will go better than I imagined. Just a second! It's now. Ah! There's her husband. It cannot be. It's her husband. Yes! How may I help you? And we finished off another episode. Already. We're in the fourth episode, guys. This is a short one. You stood by Dylan and tried defending him. You completed Angela and Davila's challenge and had a threesome with them. Dylan saved the day and returned the bear to Angela and Davila. Okay, that was the beginning of it. You said yes to hanging out with Chloe and Alyssa. You agreed to replace Tyler and Alyssa's dance presentation. And the dance presentation will happen next week. You told Chloe the truth about you being late to the cafe. You told her she'd become a great writer. You and Chloe kept watching while Susan and Lily talked about dildos. You had sex with her for the first time. And you learned that she's into boys and girls. You tried telling Susan the truth about you knowing Charlie, but she didn't seem to believe you. You learned some details about Susan and Lily's private lives during their college days. You decided to confront Lily about your father going missing, and you met Sam, your father. Boy, are you listening to me? Are you with the cleaning staff? They're staying back there. Shit, I didn't know he was gonna be here. Maybe I shouldn't say anything and just... Honey, who is it? Oh, it's you, Grim. Grim, I can't believe it. He's Fred's kid, isn't he? He looks all grown up now. It's been so long since we saw each other. But Sam, I thought Sam was his father. You probably don't even remember me. You can call me Sam. Not really sure. Sam. Oh, so you do remember me. If I remember you, of course I do. I remember that you... Grim? Grim! Grim, wake up! Grim? What happened? I don't know. You just showed up at my door and then you passed out. Well, I remember that. I probably imagined the whole thing. I thought I saw your husband. Good thing it's not really here. Grim! Well, I wasn't in the room for a few seconds and you're already hitting on my wife? Shit. Ha ha ha, you should have seen your face. Relax, I'm just kidding. My Lily would never fall for your charms. Excuse me, I need to get ready. Oh, that's right. You come with me, Grim. So, do you like barbecue? Huh? What's this? Since you're already here, you should join us for lunch. I can't believe this is the same Sam I met. Now he's here playing the good husband. Without Lily around, we'll be able to speak freely. Sam, I wanted to... Beer? Okay. They say it's bad luck to drink without toasting first. The last time we saw each other, you weren't even old enough to drink. So you do remember. Of course I do. I'm sorry for the scene you had to witness, boy. Oh, are you sorry now? Yes, it wasn't a situation I was proud of. I wasn't at my best. As for your father, well, he... I know you did something to him, so Sam isn't his father. Okay. Oh, yeah? And what do you think you know? You may know about my accident and amnesia, but I'm starting to remember things. Things like the last time we saw each other. I remember what you did then. And I know that you, Lily, and Susan did something to my father. After that, he disappeared. Is that so? And who told you that? Was it my Lily? No. I overheard the two of them talking. My God. Did you overhear them talking? Yeah. That doesn't matter. No, I think it does matter. You seem like a smart guy to me. The young are good at some things, I must admit. This grill right here, for example, I just can't fix it. I'm terrible at this kind of stuff. There are several things in the house I wanted to fix. Where are you going with this? The funny thing is, I got home and the sink had been fixed. and my Lily told me it was you. And now you tell me you heard her and Susan talking. You really seem to have spent a lot of time with my wife. Ha ha! I get it, I really do. I used to be your age too. And I also had an eye for older women. But just by eyeing you, I've already seen that you don't have what they like. You're a nobody, just like your father. What did you say? He also had his eye on Lily. She's hot, I get it. But she never gave a shit about your father, nor will she ever give a shit about you. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? You know what, Sam? I came here to talk about Lily, so I decided to do the things you didn't do. Like fixing the sink and fucking your wife. Motherfucker. Let's see how you like that. Oh, fuck. Sam! Drop it. Lily, I... Please, Grim. Not another word. All of this here was a mistake. It was unnecessary. I think you'd better find another place to stay, Grim. It's best that you move as soon as possible. Letting you sit so close was the first mistake. A mistake? Yes, you made a mistake, Lily. But that had nothing to do with me. Grim! I can arrange another place for you to live and... Don't even worry about it. I'll take care of this by myself, as I've always done. I'll walk myself out. Grim! Refresh. It was all for nothing. I'll have to leave soon. My plan has now gone down the drain. Maybe I should have listened to my mother. Mom! It's a desperate move, but Mom might be my last chance. She always changes the subject when I talk about my father. Grim, is that you? Hi, Mom. So it is you. To what do I owe the honor of my son calling me? Is everything okay with you? Are you feeling sick? Have you been eating properly? I'm fine, Mom. What about you? I'm great. Your aunt took the kids on vacation, so I'm finally getting some peace of mind. Mom, they're almost my age. They're no longer children. Of course they're children. You are too. Don't think that just because you're going to college, you're not my child anymore. By the way, tomorrow's the big day, right? Are you excited? Honestly, no. I've had enough of this city and the people here. Why, Grim? Don't be like that. It's only been a few days since you got there. You know why I came here. I thought you'd let it go. I thought you'd drop that obsession of yours. But deep down, I knew you wouldn't stop. I knew you had found the documents I hid. So I was waiting for the moment when you would come face to face with the same answers I found. I wanted to spare you. He's gone, son. The reason I never told you anything is I don't know anything. And I almost lost everything in this search for your father. I lost the house and everything in my hands, spending it on investigators and lawyers. I even almost lost you to the state after neglecting you. To see you falling the same path, it's too sad. Mom. What is it, Grim? I think it's time for me to come home. Thank God, son. See you soon, Mom. 3 days. I have 3 days to get ready. Better start soon while I still have a roof over my head. What a memorable first day at college. I'm still on the verge of becoming homeless. How long since the last time I had anything to eat? I don't have any food here. Maybe going out for lunch will help me clear my mind. A lunch with friends would be nice. Let's see. I saw Alyssa yesterday. Better not bother her. Same goes for Chloe and Dylan. Come to think of it, it's been a while since I last spoke to Julia. And considering how things went last time, I definitely want to see her again. Hey, Twinkle Toes. You finally called. So you're the type of guy that calls the girl the next day. Or a few days later, at least. Well, you know me. I'm a gentleman. Oh, yes, of course. Sure. Giggle. So what's up? I was here thinking we barely talked after the last time we saw each other. I've been thinking about that a lot, too. I would like to see you again. You've read my mind. How do you feel about lunch today? A lunch date? I think that's great. Well, it wouldn't really be a date. I just wanted to go out for a bit today. Sure thing, Twinkle Toes. Send me the address and I'll meet you there. By the way, is everything okay? You sound a little different. Oh, don't worry about it. See you soon, Julia. See ya. Oh, she's already here. Hi, Julia. Twinkle Toes. Oh. So I guess they're just gonna let us bang all the heroines before the school semester starts, which is probably the next season. So, alright guys, let's go ahead and end it on this note, because a lot of shit happened and we got a lot to think about. This will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Fresh Women, and we're on episode 4 of Fresh Women, so more is coming.